As the internet security landscape is a forever changing beast, I like to catch up with Tim Filinski from Trend Micro to put a spotlight on current online threats. And speaking of Tim, here he is. Thanks for joining me again on Tech Daily, Tim.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
Now, Trend Micro has just released its Security Roundup report for the first half of this year, and I see that ransomware is getting a lot of attention in that report. In fact, ransomware has been getting a lot of attention in the last few conversations we've had. What does that threat look like here in Australia compared to overseas right now, compared to, you know, maybe last year?
Well, Andy, you know, we've just done our roundup for the first half, as you mentioned, and unfortunately, Australia's broken into that top 10 list, which is good if you're at the Olympics, but bad when it's about cyber criminal activity. And we're one of the top 10 countries in the world where we see ransomware affecting users. And to paint that into some sort of picture for Australians, we've seen more than 1.1 million ransomware threats detected in Australia in the first 6 months of this year alone, which is just by pure volume becoming a very major and large threat.
And, of course, I mean, Trend Micro predicted it would go that way quite some time ago. And recently we've spoken about how devastating it could be to lose data as a result of ransomware. But people and companies are actually losing money from this too, aren't they?
Yeah, losing money and, you know, like that's from a company point of view and a person point of view. But there's also, I think, all the hidden losses out there as well, such as the photos that you'll never be able to recover again because they've been hit by ransomware. And, you know, in a recent report the FBI's put out, and this is only detailing the first 3 months now of 2016, they've estimated some 276 million people globally have been hit by ransomware. And, you know, that's probably not taking in 100% of everyone who's been damaged. So, you know, the size and the scope of this is growing it at such a level and in such a way that it is quite worrying. And I think, you know, as you mentioned, we've been talking about this one for a while, but it's one of those threats that is quickly growing and gaining momentum, and it's something that we've got to be far more cautious over.
Just exactly how is ransomware delivered to its victims, and how is it that we are still falling victim to it?
Well, you know, ransomware it can be delivered to us in basically three ways. Via an email with a link, via an infected URL, or via a file being sent through to us. And, you know, with the level of programs that we all use out there and the level of checking we have in emails, it's generally not by file, but it's generally by a URL and an email. And the problem with the world these days is we've gone to a world now where we receive so many emails, we receive so many things, we use shortened URLs, so we're not really sure who is sending us what, that we click on things before we actually realise what we've done. And hence, therefore, the cyber criminals have picked up on this behavioural trait of us now as a society and are using that against us to be able to deliver the ransomware quicker and faster than they've ever done before.
So basically what you're saying is Australia is up in there in that top 10 because we're just a little bit too quick to click on something.
We're a little bit too quick, and you know, because we're advanced, it's been played against us. We're one of those nations that loves online ordering. Online ordering means more emails, more updates, more everything else coming through, more links. So we're used to clicking on it, and therefore it comes back to play against us. So, yeah, we've just got to be a little bit more careful, a little bit more vigilant with, am I expecting an email from someone to click on a link? And also just trying to really ensure that anything we do click on, it's from a source that we understand or know.
Now, I guess apart from using that common sense and thinking twice before we click on any link, what is the best protection from ransomware?
Well, you know, Andy, you and I have talked about things in the past, from everything from password management and how to help protection with that. And now we're talking about ransomware. But ransomware is one of those ones where I've got to probably say my first recommendation for how to best protect against it is to get a bit of internet security software to help you out.
Yep.
The ransomware is evolving and it's on such a large scale these days that's a little bit like viruses and that stuff that we first got security software onto our computers 4 years ago. You really need that backup friend to protect you because it's moving at such a rapid rate. So the number one thing would be to get a good bit of security software onto your computer.
Yep.
Two, just avoid opening those emails from that you know you don't know where it's from. I've got an email from Australia Post about a parcel, but I don't remember ordering anything. You know, just don't click on it, don't link on it. and maybe go through to the normal website to double check whether it's there. And most importantly, make sure you keep up a backup of your important files. So those things such as your photos that you've stored of your kids from when they're growing up, you know, we all store that stuff digitally now. Make sure you've got a backup copy away from your computer. So therefore, if you do get hit by a bit of ransomware, you do have that backup to restore those files.
Definitely good tips there. Now, I know the report that's just been released for the first half of the year really does focus on ransomware, but what else is going on in the threat landscape at the moment that we should be hearing about? I mean, I know that sort of data breaches have been a little bit in the news as well.
Yeah. Look, probably the two things from an end-user point of view that we're seeing is that, you know, banking Trojans, we continue to see them out there and being used. You know, the banks definitely are putting a lot of extra effort into working with their customers to try and shut a lot of these down. But we do, you know, recommend people to use that little bit of vigilance when they're online banking and shopping, because we're still seeing those around. The other thing that's interesting is that we're seeing a lot of exploits of what we term old vulnerabilities. So these are things that are known out there in the marketplace and shouldn't be catching people out anymore, but people haven't been running their software patches and updates as regularly anymore. You know, we've got too many devices to do that on. I'll get to that later. And what that's happening is those exploits are being able to be used. We've even seen one which, called Shell Shock, which is the old SSL or online transaction vulnerability being exploited in the first half of the year. Mm. You know, despite this being out in the marketplace for a good 18 months now and people knowing how to shut that down. So I think one of the other things we sort of picked up in this report is just to remind people that, you know, good system maintenance, keeping your software and everything up to the latest and greatest and have all the patches downloaded is something that will definitely help you out there in the world.
Excellent. And how is Trend Micro holding up against online threats? I mean, you pretty much have to try and stay a step ahead or half a step behind the bad guys and you know, keep a track of, you know, what's going on out there.
Well, Andy, we're doing pretty well. Thank you very much. you know, with our smart protection network up there, you know, we're still blocking in excess of 250 million threats per day for our customer base, which is just quite inordinate. And, you know, the recent run of AV test results, which is the largest independent tester, you know, has ranked our software as blocking 100% of the threats that they throw at it. And, you know, we've had that record now since February of this year for 6 months in a row. So it's quite a solid platform at this stage that we're running. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, in the world of cybersecurity, you're only as good as the next threat. So, you know, we keep trying to evolve and improve to make sure that we can come up with better and better ways to block and stop these threats getting through to our customer base.
Maybe the only thing you could do to improve would be to hire, I think, some Netflix technicians, because they seem to be very good at staying ahead of everyone else.
I won't comment on that.
I'm the hashtag geo-blocking. Anyway, let's talk about actually something a little more upbeat, and that's happening in the next couple of days. Trend Micro's What's Your Story poster competition is about to get up and running. Firstly, what is it?
So this is the third year we've run this competition, and it's something that we run in a lot of countries, and we have definitely been running here in Australia. And what it is, it's we're trying to promote internet safety to youth. You know, we're really targeting kids in that 5 to 12-year-old age bracket who are going to face a world of internet security and online things that, you know, you and I didn't have to go through. You know, I sometimes thank God there weren't personal phones with cameras in people's pockets with some of the stuff I did when I was younger. And these kids are going to grow up in this world. And, you know, this year's theme is going to be, what does the internet mean to you? It's something that we put out there. And we've got the backing and the support of the Stay Smart Online government department, plus also Facebook are getting involved with us again this year to help promote this out, because we see there's something really important to, you know, help these young kids not be afraid of the internet, but also get some good practices out there on what they should do.
Okay, so it's for primary school sort of age kids to enter. What exactly do they need to do? Make a poster, and the theme is, what does the internet mean to me? That's the idea?
That's correct. And, you know, the entries are open from September the 1st through to November the 9th. So But, we do that across the school holidays as well to give the kids some time to fill that in. And just to enter, all you need to do is go to whatsyourstory.trendmicro.com.au and there's over $6,000 worth of prizes that we put up every year just to reward some of the leading entries and some of the ones that really make us think and say, hey, the kids have got some great ideas out there.
That's pretty great. And I believe that you've got $6,000 pool in prizes, but first prize is $3,000. Am I right?
Yeah, $3,000 definitely. So I met the young winner last year and, wow, they had a great entry in there. And it really sort of shows you that the kids probably know more about the internet at their age than I do at mine. So
absolutely. Have you got any good idea starters for kids who are thinking of entering?
Oh, look, really what we want them to think about is how they can use the internet and encourage and be responsible and great online. So what we want them to think about is what are the ways that they use the internet, but how can they do that in a safe way and, be good online?
Okay, brilliant. So they can enter at whatsyourstory.trendmicro.com.au, right?
That's the one.
Excellent. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks a lot, Andy.